Heal your life while you sleep.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, soaring high today like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we all know that sleep is essential for healing the body. Sleep is essential for healing the mind. There's about 10 or 12 different functions that your body goes through while you sleep. It's absolutely necessary. As a matter of fact, you don't even grow until you're sleeping. Sleep is absolutely critical. But think about this. If sleep is important for your physical body, it's also important for your energetic body as well. You can heal your life while you're sleeping. Look, you may have difficulty in your marriage right now. You may be hooked on pills, be they legal or otherwise. You're taking all kinds of things, you know, uppers and downers and things that make you go left and things that make you go right. And you think that you're doing it okay because the witch doctor in the white coat says it's okay. He's waving the rattle at you and saying, this is good for you, according to Big Pharma. But you're not healing your life. You may take a sleeping pill, but you're not healing your dreams. You need to heal naturally and organically. And I'm going to give you 7 different things you can do to begin healing your life. I don't know what's going on in your life. Are you having trouble in your marriage? Are you struggling with your business? Is your career stagnated? Are you having trouble finding a job? Are you having health issues? What's going on in your life? That's important because it can be healed while you sleep. The first thing I'm going to suggest that everyone listening do is buy 2 or 3 big chunks of rose quartz. Rose quartz is attuned to that soft, loving energy of the heart chakra. It opens up your heart chakra. It opens up your energy field to love. And not just giving love, but receiving love. Perhaps you're in a relationship and you don't feel loved. Or perhaps that's what's really missing in your life is love. Perhaps you don't feel loved by your children or your parents. Put rose quartz in your room. Now, there are some mines, and I'm not promoting any one place. Understand that. You can go to the local metaphysical store and you can get small pieces of polished rose quartz and pay a lot of money for it. But there are some mines where they actually mine it in South Dakota. I've been to these mines. I've actually dug rose quartz out of these mines myself. And there's some big, beautiful pieces of rose quartz that you can purchase from these mines. They have internet sites and they have fast mailing. They use a last time I was there, they said you pick the size box. Say if this particular box is a $10 box from the U.S. Post Office, and whatever you can fill in there is yours. Okay? Of course, you pay for the rose quartz. You might even be able to get it on Amazon. I don't know. But listen to me. I prefer you getting raw rose quartz. And you don't need a lot of it. Now, we have an entire room in our house called the Rose Quartz Room, and it's just filled with rose quartz. You know, but you can just put a couple pieces on your dresser, on your vanity. You can even put a nice big chunk under your bed. They're making mattresses now, Rachel. Did you know this? They're making mattresses now that are made out of rose quartz and amethyst. And it's been ground down into a powder. I've never slept on one, but I understand from people that have that it's like a night of sleep that you just cannot duplicate any other way. Well, you can duplicate it, and that is by putting some rose quartz in your room. Number two, make a lavender mojo bag. Very simple. You just get a little bag. You can buy them at Michael's or any one of the craft stores for a quarter, you know, and just fill it full of lavender and tie it. Now, these people make these things that go around your neck that you throw in the microwave and they heat up the lavender. Those are nice too, if you have one of those. But even if you're not using it by activating it, by heating it up, it's just having that lavender scent around. I have a little rollerball of lavender, and I just put a little bit under my nose. Just roll it under my nose, and it's just relaxing. The muscles relax. Your energy field relax. Now, when you're relaxed and your energy field is opening up and you're going into a deeper state of sleep and relaxation, you're able to attract more of what you truly desire. So as you are tincturing, that's the word I'm going to use. Look it up, tincture, word of the day. As you are tincturing your night's sleep with your intention, because I always state my intention as I'm falling asleep in present tense, I am. And I'm not trying to prove anything with my intention. These are just personal intentions. I am intentions. But that lavender will help you relax. It'll help your energy field relax. The rose quartz will open up your energy field to love and higher vibration. Now, before bed, you want the kicker? Before bed, an Epsom salt bath with lavender. You can buy it. In other words, the Epsom salt has high amounts of magnesium in it. And magnesium relaxes your muscles. You know, you can pop Xanax and Valium all day. Or you can do this naturally and feel better and take control of your life. You're not in control if someone else is determining what you take when you take it. I don't care what you try to convince yourself of. You are not in control. But if you want to be in control, you need to relax. And the way you relax is that beautiful lavender Epsom salt bath. Now, as I am falling asleep, I'm doing my affirmations. I've got my rose quartz in the room. I've got my lavender mojo bag. I've taken an Epsom salt lavender bath. Now I am sending an intention to my subconscious mind. And I state it that way. It's actually an incantation. And I say, I call upon, I invoke the power of my beautiful subconscious mind to send forth dreams of prosperity and abundance, or to send forth dreams of happiness and love and passion, or to send forth dreams and fill in the blank, whatever is important to you. And it may not happen the first night, but by the third night, you'll be dreaming. And when you're dreaming, you are manifesting. You're manifesting. So many successful people in different walks of life, be it art, acting, business, science, said, I dreamt about it. I saw it in my dreams before it ever happened. Your dream intention. We need to do a whole podcast on that sometime. Number five, you can make an amethyst gem elixir. Now here you can go to your local New Age shop, metaphysical store, or rock store and buy a nice, about the size of a 50-cent piece, golf ball, piece of amethyst. Get the most purple amethyst you can get and go home, wash it with salt, sea salt, and clean it up. Once it's clean, put it in a pitcher of water, cold spring water, and let it set for about 12 hours. Make it a big pitcher, one of those big 32 ounces or even bigger than that, 48. And then have a half a glass of this water before you go to bed. All your energy field is going to be flying high like a big, beautiful eagle. I mean, it's incredible. Your energy field is going to be open. Your third eye is going to be open. Your intuition is going to be open. You're going to be manifesting and attracting more of what you truly desire. An amethyst gem elixir. You just drink about a half a glass before bedtime.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, my favorite method is called the ball of light. And as I'm lying in bed, I visualize a ball off in the distance about the size of a golf ball. And then it comes closer and it becomes the size of a baseball. And then it comes closer to me and the size of a soccer ball and then a basketball. And as it gets closer, it literally descends upon me and covers my entire body in a beautiful ball of light. Now, you can tincture the light a nice light-colored green for healing, for prosperity, for abundance, a beautiful pink for friendship, for intimate connections, for love, for kindness, for generosity, or a beautiful blue, a light baby blue. Absolutely healing, very relaxing, and you just fall asleep in this cocoon, in this beautiful ball of light. And finally, last but certainly not least, 1 minute. That's all I'm asking. 1 minute of gratitude before you go to bed. Just 1 minute. Just talk about the things you're thankful for that happened throughout the day. Now, I had a friend who wrote me a text and, I sprained my ankle and this and that. I said, but are you thankful that you got to the game and back without an accident? Well, of course I am. We'll see. There's something positive to be thankful for. Are you thankful for the fact that you had three meals? Well, yes, there's something to be thankful for. Are you thankful for the fact that you have a nice warm bed to sleep in? Yes. Again, something to be thankful for. You can always, always find something to be thankful for. Hey, we are out of time. You will heal your whole life while you sleep. One night at a time. Okay? Just one night at a time. You're going to feel good. Be sure and visit us at our website at Law of Attraction Solutions. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring. Alchemy Life Coaching. Let us help you with your life by helping you take it to the next level. You have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.